question was to start with overall impressions on this class. I know it's a small class, but
sure.
Just kind of your overall thoughts on if it needs.
Sure. I think a lot of quality. The quantity is not huge, and it's just kind of the numbers we had scholarship-wise, but there's some really good players in the group, for sure. We got some immediate help with a couple of them that were able to enroll at the start of the semester. Andy Boykin, transfer from Arkansas, a big defensive lineman, defensive tackle. And then Chris Everhart, a local product from Greenville High School, who transferred in from Marshall. And I think both of those guys are going to, you know, have a chance to play and play early, and getting to go through spring practice is huge.
Talk a little bit about Chris, because obviously that's a name that people around here are going to recognize, and they love seeing the local guys come here. So what's he going to contribute right away to the team?
Well, you know, he's an older kid, obviously. I think this will be his third year out of high school, and you just think those older guys will have a chance to maybe come in and compete a little bit sooner because he's played at the college level. He knows what it's like in the weight room and on the practice field, meeting rooms, you know, so there's a less adjustment. Plus, he's a talented guy. He's 6'2 or 3, 305 pounds or so, that looks like he's 270 pounds, you know. And I know that doesn't sound very small, but in some ways he looks smaller than he is. But he carries it really well. You know, watching him out here running, he moves well, hard worker. I'll be shocked if Chris doesn't find a way to get on the field.
How would you describe signing day for a coach, especially a first-year head coach? What's this day like for you?
It's fun. Not a lot of surprises, thank goodness. You know, very appreciative of our staff. Gary Downs, our recruiting coordinator, did a great job because we had, I mean, obviously, no, everybody knows it was a little bit of a, you know, odd situation with the timing, a new coach. And, you know, so we had three official visit weekends. We even brought some guys in midweek, but our staff did a great job. We had great support from our athletic director, Scott Carter, our president, Dr. Brian Nolan. And someday we're going to video some of their talks and stuff. They do a tremendous job of not just selling the football part of it, but the university and the community. And so those were my impressions. Like I said, thankfully not a lot of surprises. You know, everybody signed and signed pretty early. I think we were done by 8:45 or so, because I've been in a couple of those where it's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon waiting on a fax to come in, and that's not very fun. So I was proud of our guys for getting those things, getting their papers signed, and I think that tells you too just how committed they are to this program.
At 8:44, when you get the last one, were there still guys you were working on? Did you have any more offers, or was that it?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. We got, and there's a couple. Everybody, I would say we have a couple offers still out, but we knew that they weren't going to sign today. They were going to wait and either bring a family member back on a visit here. Feel pretty good about, you know, those situations. So there's a good chance that we'll sign a couple more, and it may not be until May that we bring those in, or when summer comes. But there's a chance that a couple more guys could be added to this list.
Is it kind of crazy in this day and age with the technology we have that you guys are hovering around a fax machine?
Well, and I wouldn't say hover. You'd get I would hear a sound on one of, I think it was Price Partridge's computer, and then he'd walk into the fax machine and pick it up, or it would show up as an email. I think some of them sent a picture on their phone, but you're exactly right. I think a fax machine, there may have been only one that was faxed in.
How much ground did you have to make up to keep this class intact?
Well, and that's what I'm talking about. Gary Downs did a great job, and the whole staff did. Mike Rader, he did a great job of, you know, he hung in there with Tommy Winton, receiver out of Knoxville, did a great job with him. Anthony Shakir did a great job with Amir Dendy. I think, like I said, Gary hung in there, you know, from the fall all the way through this thing with several of those Georgia guys, because I think we signed, I believe, three or four of them. You know, so, like I said, it was a group effort. And, you know, nobody really panicked. We knew we were kind of what we were up against a little bit, but just stayed the course. And when you recruit like this, you're going to have some some ups and downs, I guess. And we got some calls Monday and Tuesday, hey, coach, we're going to go a different direction. You know, so that's why today didn't have any surprises, thank goodness. But we missed on a couple that we'd love to have. But that just means there's going to be, give somebody else an opportunity. And in today's world, you know, you do have the transfer portal that's available to you. And there'll be some more in the portal after they go through their spring practice. And that's not how we want to build our program. We want to be a high school, predominantly a high school team, you know, a high school recruited team. But sometimes you have to go and fill some needs in the portal.
Do you have a schedule laid out yet when you might start spring practice?
We will start more than likely either, I believe it's March 22nd, which is a Tuesday, or March 23rd, which is a Wednesday. It's going to be either Tuesday or Wednesday. We've discussed either being a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and an occasional Saturday for spring practice, or we've talked about a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday type deal, just depending on, you know, weather and those sort of things. You know, it's great having the dome at our disposal. We shouldn't have to miss many days because of weather. If we get some bad weather, hopefully we can go in the dome if it's available. But the plan is we're going to let them work hard in the weight room. They're doing some running now. We'll do some mat drills here in a few weeks. And then they'll have spring break. And then once they come back from spring break, we'll start spring ball. And we've not set a spring game yet.
How many days are you allowed to have in the spring?
We can get 15, and three of those have to be helmets only. So you can't hit or have any contact. You can only have helmet as your only protective. So,
what do you like most about this group of recruits?
Well, I think you got a couple of guys that can score touchdowns, which I think in today's football, you got to have some guys that can make plays and score you some points. You also have, you got a safety that, if you've watched Tyree Rainey, that is extremely physical. He had an injury his junior year. I think he might have had some bigger stuff. And he's in a remote school, South Georgia, but he's a talented player. And getting to meet him and his family, you know, I think he's a great kid. I'm really excited about him. You know, obviously filling some needs in both lines, you know, with Chris and Andy. You know, so like I said, and recruiting is not an exact science. You know, I think some of these things get a little bit overblown, but I think, like everybody, we're pretty excited about the ones we brought in today. You know, like my dad asked me, he said, do you like the recruits you're going to sign? You know, and I wanted to smart-alecky say, no, I don't like them. You know, we don't like them at all, but of course we do. You know, but they're great guys, and we do our best to get in good people too. Yes, sir. You know, like I said, we're going to add a couple of spots, possibly a receiver, maybe another defensive player or two. And like I said, and we're going to go through spring. You know, that's the unfortunate part for me is, you know, I can watch film and, you know, I watch them in the weight room, watching them running. But till you see them practice, it's really hard to evaluate them, I think. And, you know, myself, Coach Duke, Coach Neugebauer, new offense coordinator, they're in kind of the same boat. And like I said, and there seems to always be, when there's a coaching change, seems to be a little bit of attrition. You know, there'll be some guys that they don't like the way we do it, and they might move on. There might be somebody that graduates early. So just play it by ear.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.